Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
Before Christ and after Christ, after death.
BC and AC. Before cruise and after cruise.
My life forevermore will be those two parts.
Yeah. I mean, what? I can't believe you were gone for a week. That's such a long time to be on a cruise.
It was 9 days. It was the worst. I'm never going to Puerto Rico. I don't know why we're fighting so hard to keep it as part of us. I think we should just let it go. I'm sorry if anyone's offended.
I agree. I think they should have their independence.
Oh, they want it? If they want it, we should give it to
them. I think they do. I mean, I'm so sorry. This is so mutual. I'm so not up to date on the history of Puerto Rico, but
we're going to get so good. My uncle's Puerto Rican.
Is he really?
Well, he did marry in, but yeah.
Okay.
So I'm allowed to talk about this. My Uncle Tony.
Sure.
Wait,
your Uncle Tony married
Tony.
Yeah.
He's got a new squeeze already. Well, she died like 12 years ago, his wife. I loved his wife.
She's got a new squeeze already. I love that.
His wife, you would have loved his wife. She died. And she lived in New York during the 70s. The only person in my whole family that ever lived in New York. And
wow.
She worked at Bellevue as like a nurse.
Oh, interesting. The hospital?
Yes.
Wow.
And she was like lived in the East Village on Jane Street.
Wow.
Gorgeous woman. She was very outwardly loving in a way that I think most people in my family really aren't.
Yeah.
Like,
you feel like your family's more like closed off.
Yeah, but I'm out here really
doing the work for everybody.
Yeah. I'll be like, I love you guys so much. I was just in my whole group chat. I was like, do you guys, I miss our parents so much. They're in the group chat. I'm like, I miss our parents so much. I'm like, I'm worried this is what the last quarter of my life will be like. Because we can't call them. Like, we're not allowed to call my parents.
What? Where are they?
Portugal.
Oh, yeah.
They're just gone. For you're like gonna 10 be okay. Days.
You'll be okay, though. Do you call your dad every day?
Bro, my phone, I always pick it up to call him. And then I'm like, oh, I can't. You're in Portugal. I call him every day.
Wow.
I know, I'm so sad. I feel like it's the best part of both of our days, but maybe not. I miss him. It is weird. I kind of get why some people are unhappy because they like don't have dads. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, they have somebody else to call.
Maybe, yeah. Chosen family.
It's nice to have somebody to call. You could call me if you need.
I was worried. I was like, what if I fall in love? No, I literally will. I will. And I think that's kind of what we got at is that we're growing apart. We're drifting apart. I'm so sorry. I'm sad that I don't want us to drift.
We're not.
I only like four people and you're one of four people.
Agree. And we're not drifting apart. We just were busy the last 2 weeks and haven't gotten to see each other as much. I was literally telling my therapist today how excited I am to like get back to work next week.
I almost put down the mic at Club Coming and I said, I got to go watch Fargo. I said, I'm going. I need to go. Did you watch it?
I did.
Was it good?
It was good. It was like, it's so interesting to watch. I mean, it's from like 99, I think, or 96. I forget. It's like a late 90s movie. And it's so interesting the way that like, I don't know. I feel like our action, because it's like sort of an action thriller and there's plenty of like violence in it. But it just feels like action movies now are just like, it's like nonstop, high energy violence, car chases. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus that was like more narrative. I mean, like, it does have, like, these, like, thrilling elements to it, but it's not like it's, like, 100% violence the whole time.
Okay, a comparison I may make to that is Oppenheimer,
mm.
In that I feel like Dunkirk was literally, like, this is a war movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who a single person in that movie was.
Yeah, I can't really follow those as well. There's too much going on.
Yeah, so it's Oppenheimer, you're like, there's a war elsewhere.
Yeah.
Of a character study.
Yeah, yeah. No, I liked Oppenheimer a lot. But it was good. Fargo was good. I'm trying to think of what else
was
I watched.
Was there a woman in it? Gwyneth Paltrow.
No. Better. Frances McDormand.
Better.
Yeah.
Objectively better.
Yeah, she was great.
That's amazing.
And honestly, the accent work was so good. Because it takes place in North Dakota and Minnesota. And so they all have these like really strong like Northwestern.
What's a North Dakota Midwest accent sound like?
Oh, don't you know? Like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Real good now. Yeah, real good. Oh, yeah. It's like that kind of, yeah.
But I know one woman from there.
From North Dakota.
Gorgeous. Love her. She's a Swiftie. And I think she does like gay people. Like, I don't think she's Trumpy.
Yeah. I mean, I was it's so funny. Like, I don't know. Like, the vibe is always like Midwest and like that area. Like, and in this movie, like, they're all so nice and so sweet. And it's like, but
Amy Klobuchar,
are they cool? Yeah, true. No, whatever happened to her?
I hate her.
Okay.
Do you know why I hate her?
Because she's a woman.
Yes. And I love explaining this to people.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar COVID's happening.
Yeah.
We're about to do the election, the one with Joe Biden. Amy Klobuchar.
Part she was one.
Yeah. Kill all of us. Apparently was in the running for VP. Apparently.
Yeah.
Says her. And then she says, I've decided to take my name out of the running because I think he should pick a woman of color, which I didn't like because I felt like it was like, yeah, I think he's going to. I don't think he's picking you.
Yeah.
You're kind of unhinged.
You think she was like trying to get out ahead of it and the choice was already made. Yes. And it made it seem like she was like in on it.
It felt super.
Like a move.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't like that you're diminishing. It felt to me, this gay guy in Jersey at the time, that she was, it was like diminishing the choice of Harris by being like, oh, well, it would have been Amy Klobuchar. In what world?
Yeah.
No, it was never going to be Amy Klobuchar.
It's like, given the political climate, perhaps a woman of color is what we need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It was it actually, it
so
was.
So let's pick a cop from California.
You know who it should have been? Val Demings. I'll say it again. I'll say it until I die. Do you know Val Demings?
I don't.
Couldn't tell you what her job was, but I was obsessed with her. She ran that impeachment and she ran it. I loved her.
I mean, yeah, it worked.
She was more known. Oh, no. Okay.
It really does give you a real I don't know, it like that whole process. That whole process and all these, like, he's been in court for like how many counts of whatever the fuck does he even have against him?
The way the Democrats
have
impeach
fumbled
that man is the way I love men. I'm like, maybe this time.
Maybe this time.
I didn't know you had that in you.
Pretty good, right?
Sally Bowles, yeah.
Thank you.
It
no,
really is. They
it
never
really,
give up.
It's not that they never give up. They never started. This has been the biggest bullshit of the last. Like,
the way people buy TV is the way we impeach the president. We're just like, this one's going to go through. I don't know if we need to.
And it never was.
It's like, probably not.
Probably not. No.
But I hope that the Democrats and us with that and me with love are always. That way, or always, isn't that a better way to be?
I hope for us that we have a better track record and sense of self than the Democratic Party.
Yes, like that we make a sale, that I get a ring, like that all of these things do happen. I know,
and that we lead with transparency and authenticity, and not whatever the fuck that they're up to.
It is like crazy. Like, I obviously don't understand that much, which is surprising because of MSNBC is on all day.
I mean, they're not trying to actually tell you information.
Remember when I was gonna get that TV that looks like a picture frame, and it's like, why? The TV's never been off. It's always that one still is gonna look like MSNBC.
That's so true.
No, I love the white noise of it.
Yeah,
it is stressful though. It kind of sets like the tone. Like, imagine listening to stressful music all day.
Yeah, what if you listen to like nature sounds or something better?
Yeah, like Golden Girls. I bet that would probably affect my mindset.
Yeah, I feel like it's. I mean, I don't know. It's good to be up to date on what's going on, but I don't. You know what was crazy? Okay, so yesterday I went to, shout out to our friend Vince. He just got his doctorate at Columbia, and I went to his defense of his. Doctoral thesis, and it's at Columbia. I was there a little early, so I was like, oh, I've actually never been to Columbia. Why don't I walk around a bit? It was completely locked down. Maybe one entrance was open somewhere on campus, but like all the side entrances to get into campus were like, had these like security checkpoints, and you had to have a Columbia ID to get in. And they do that when they're protesting for Palestine.
What does that mean?
They like don't want any non-students in, so it's like basically like a self-contained like semi-protest. I mean, it's a protest, but it's like, and obviously it's effective because, like, you know, it's on a campus, but like no non-students are allowed in. The students aren't allowed to like leave with the protest. It's like super weird.
Did they let you in?
Well, I went in because I went into like where the defense was, but I wasn't allowed to just like go on the quad.
Oh my god, what if I went up there just to kind of like revisit my past?
You can't. They wouldn't let you in.
That's so interesting.
Because I was like, what the fuck? Like, college campuses, like, for better or for worse, are usually open to the public. Like,
when
you can just walk on
Chicago,
them.
When I lived in Chicago, I used to walk through the DePaul campus because I was so lonely.
Yeah.
And it would remind me of what it was like to be 18.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be here. I remember move-in day. Because on Sundays, every Sunday, I would walk from my apartment to the IO Improv Theater. Ugh. And I would go, like, right past DePaul.
Yeah.
That was my whole fall that year, yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah, I was so miserable. It was such a horrible experience. I didn't walk past the Whole Foods.
It's so hard to be young and alone in a new city.
And think that improv is a good path. It's not. Wait, we're not going to... We cannot... We're not shit-talking Second City on this.
No.
Okay.
We can.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, do we know anybody involved in Second City?
No. I just do think the poster of them being like, Second City, New York's new comedy home. who we didn't ask for a new comedy home. As the comedy of New York, we're good. Like, yeah. I don't like that you're coming. I think you're Amy Klobucharing it. Like, you're trying to, I don't like this presumptuous.
Yeah, that you're just going to come in here. Well, what's funny to me is there have been, Asylum and BCC have been here the whole time. Sorry, this is so inside baseball. Yes,
imagine them seeing that sign and being like.
Part of me was like, you guys, these other institutions, UCB coming back, Second City coming in, like, have been threatening to do that for over a year. Yeah. Over a year they have been talking about they're coming back, and these places that have been here all along haven't really done much, it felt like, to like really like hold down the fort.
It's like on The Bachelor when all the girls get there and then they're like, actually there's a girl from last season and she's coming back to win. Yeah. And they already know each other, and you're like, they know each other. It's like, yeah, so she's a head start.
Yeah, they've already fucked actually, so. Oh my god, we're watching I'm still watching Couple to Thruple.
You're kidding.
You have to watch it.
I'm stressed out.
Have you heard this yet?
I was thinking about.
Have we talked about this yet?
Yes, with Dave Mazzoni.
Right.
Because I was thinking about what he said about how he was in a quadruple.
A quad.
Did we keep that in? Yes. Say that, right?
Maybe. I I think it would be funnier if it wasn't coupled to quad, if it was coupled to quapple. Do you want to be in a quapple?
It's like I did. Wait, but I do think four sounds really nice.
It's just a good balance. You know, everybody's always got a friend.
Four feels really like... there's two people that are going to be like the center for sure. And then one that's kind of like an older college professor. And then one that's kind of like a young artist. Okay. I'm a young artist. And then there's two that are kind of like more normal. And then one that's just like an older... like, so it's we all... so you're always... you kind of can be in and out of it as much as you want.
Sure. So do you think you'd be interested in joining a couple?
Not even a bit.
Yeah.
There's no part of me that wants to do that.
Yeah.
Would you want to do that?
I don't think so. I think if I was gonna... no, I don't think so. I think it would be really hard to navigate that. Like, I'm thinking about these people that are on this show. And for anybody who isn't familiar, Couple to Thruple is a show on Peacock where they take couples who are looking for a third and thirds looking for a couple. And they...
we say this all the time, but Peacock, they're...
they're the cutting edge.
Is just growing.
They're cutting edge for reality television.
This is ultimately a Peacock podcast.
Well, what's crazy about it is, like... they can swap, like they pick a partner to like join them and then they hang out for a bit and then they have these like mingles with the free singles and everybody again, like all the whole cast like gets back together for these like happy hours and then they do like a swap ceremony. So you can stay or swap.
The gay guys. I remember this.
Oh my God.
You
wait,
said they
also,
looked alike, so I Googled them.
And don't
like,
they?
They do look alike.
Yeah. And one of them, he always wears this thing that says Detroit Millennial and we looked it up and that's his Instagram handle.
That's not okay.
I know.
Is he what, 31?
I have no fucking idea. But they're both
to
like,
brag about being in Detroit and be about being a millennial is crazy.
It's like 0 for 2.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a 26-year-old Gen Z. I hate Nancy Pelosi. Like that's, you gotta fake it till you make it.
Well, what's like crazy about it is in like the swap ceremony, they have like now some of like the people who have already been selected by a couple like want to pair up with a different couple, but the couple doesn't want to let them go. It's like a whole, there's like really natural drama in it because there's a lot of like combinations that could happen.
What I need someone to come explain to me, I love that somehow it's a math problem. I need someone to come explain to me is a person, is a thruple, is a person naturally inclined to be of a thruple as their DNA? Or is it like we were a couple and because it's a situational thing where you just happen to find someone?
I see. So you're, this is like an interesting question because I feel like I've run into poly people who liken it to being like queer where it's like you're born this way. And then there's other times I think it's like a preference. Yeah. Do I remember?
Everyone that's wrong, do I have anyone else?
His whole goddamn personality. It's like that and kink. And it's like, can you... just leave us out of it.
Me and him have everything
leave us
you can
out
be
of
covered
it.
As people.
Something about like, there's like, I mean, obviously I want everybody to be proud of themselves for whatever it is that they love. Scream it from the rooftops if you want, like preach to your choir. I don't give a fuck. And we should all be nice to each other. But like, there's something that's like, there's something so cool about being like, oh, I'm like free love, whatever. Like it, that could be cool, but then people make it so dorky. They like talk about it too much and it becomes their whole personality. And it's like, well, wait, now we've lost this.
My brother, I was like, hey, did you see? I wrote about being a side. And he said, it was hard to miss. You keep talking about it. And I was like, love this feedback.
Nathan?
Yes. Because I was like, are you a side? And he like didn't answer that. So like, I'm kind of confused. And now I need to know. I have to know.
You want
to
know if it's genetic?
Oh, I was just thinking it was actually, if it's like, wait, is everyone hating anal sex and no one's talking about it? But some people are obsessed with it. But like,
I think some people really are into it.
I know. It's so
annoying. It's okay, though. You
it
don't have
so
to be.
It would be so great to figure it out. It would be so convenient to figure it out. Like, it would be incredibly...
I think you have, though. It seems like you really don't want to do that. Because here's the thing. If you decide in a decade that you want to try it again, you can.
Yeah.
And if you're not inclined to do it right now, then don't.
I know. I'm trying to not bring it up anymore.
No, it's okay, though. It's important.
I will, for sure.
Listen, I booked the time. I know.
We will be talking about being a side. I will bring up someone I dated.
But I think it's important because, you know, we found a new marginalized identity for you.
It also... I know. It's like, oh, you just think this is I'm a white cis gay guy, life's easy for me?
No, folks, listen, he's fighting the good fight.
I know. And I do. It is funny because you realize how on Instagram, none of those people that follow me listen to this podcast because everyone acted like I wasn't a side. And it's like, yeah. I mention this every time and no one from this podcast has ever given me anything but absolute love.
Yeah.
Really nothing for it at all. And it's like, yeah, these people don't care because they're podcast listeners. It's the people on the internet. It's like, yeah. You don't know.
Yeah.
This one guy in an open marriage, he's the one who said, what a waste of a cute boy. Did I just talk about this?
Okay, yeah. Well, what you told me about it.
What a waste of a ring.
Is wow.
That's kind of anti-poly, sorry.
You said, whatever happened to one man, one man.
Wait, that's so funny. Oh my God, this is a writer's room. That's what this is.
It always is. Well, I think like with...
We should get health insurance for whatever we're doing right
now. I know. Can the government pay us to do this podcast? Because people love it. No, what was I going to say? There should be like a...
Whatever happened to one man. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I think that like... It's like as we're exploding open, like... I don't know. It feels like coming out of the pandemic, so many people did a lot of soul searching on a million things. I mean, I think that's why we're seeing more people coming out as trans. I think it's why we're seeing more people coming out as queer. I think that's why we're seeing new terms for things. Like, I learned a bazillion new terms over the pandemic just from, like, I don't know, that coinciding with TikTok being really big. I think people just, like, expressing themselves. I think it can be to a fault at times. I think we're, like, there's way too much fucking information out there and way
too
much.
For a second, I was like, what new term?
Side.
That's new. It's
exactly.
A new term. No one knows what it is.
Exactly. And so, like, I think it's good that you're talking about it because I think there probably are more people that feel that way and don't
know about it.
Remember when
Gio was like, he was like, I know lots of sides. I have lots of friends who are sides. And we're like, okay, like, name one. And he was like, yeah, I have lots of friends who are sides. And we're like, okay, like, who?
And you're like, and are they single?
You couldn't name a single person or chose not to.
Yeah.
Stop hoarding your sides.
Well, I feel for you, and maybe we've talked about this before. I know you feel that the side community that exists on dating apps does not reflect a community you want to date, necessarily.
Fucking losers. Fucking losers, bro. You ever like get on your own team and you look around and you're like, oh my God.
Well, I was telling you, like, that's the feeling I had when I was out as a lesbian in North Carolina and I was on the apps and I was like, this can't be everything. This can't be everything. Well, you're just like, so that to my point, like, there's just not that many, because like in the same way that there's like, there's probably not as many people that are out in North Carolina because of just like the... They're not around a lot of queer people. I mean, there are plenty of people that are out in North Carolina. I'm not.
No, you know where we would have had.
I wasn't expanding my search far enough.
If we were in fucking Carrboro,
or yeah, like Carrboro is cool.
We would
Asheville.
Oh my! We would have had. I never would have moved here. We would have had crazy love affairs.
Yeah.
I bet there's like
we'd be
some
busy.
Noah Kahan, the gay Noah Kahan.
And you know what? I bet he's a side.
I know.
You definitely, I feel like there's...
I'm gay, I'm not an animal.
Okay, there's definitely got to be... Okay, maybe this is dicey, but do you feel...
All of side is dicey. Go on. You have to just accept that it was dicey to talk about.
Okay. Okay, so do you feel like you are more attracted to... Okay,
tops.
I find... Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Because I find generally, there's obviously anybody who's like, "That's not me." I'm not talking about you.
We're talking about people that
we're talking about
a
general trend. I feel like generally speaking, people in the like gay men, you can maybe sometimes assume who's a top and who's a bottom from other factors about them.
I was just thinking this the other day,
and like you might be attracted to those other things about them naturally. So do you? That my question being, do you feel like you naturally gravitate towards tops?
Yes,
as who you're attracted to. Okay,
shoulders should be wider than mine.
Okay, okay. So I feel like maybe the problem you're running into is, like, do you think tops really like anal sex? Or do you think they not care?
See,
like, who do you think likes it more, tops or bottoms?
Bottoms.
Interesting.
Which is crazy, because it's like...
I mean, I guess that's where the G-spot is, so, like, that does make sense.
So they keep telling me. I'm like, yeah, I'll believe it when someone's...
Oh, my God, what if the doctors found out you were born without a G-spot? Okay, the third hour is coming together.
I'm literally...
His first work about him and his dad, his second work about being aside, his third work about
literal
being, yeah, it's literally,
I don't, it was like your chi, you know,
your center. You thought it was like where your soul exists, your emotional core. No, I think it's like a literal spot.
And gay guys have it in their butt.
Yeah. No, all men have it in their butt.
Okay. I don't believe
that's
this.
Why straight men have realized they like being pegged.
Don't
talk about a boys' club.
I think that's like a cap. I think that's into some other thing. I think they just like are like, we don't want to be the breadwinners anymore, and they're like, we want. It's nice to be taken care of.
Yeah. Totally.
That's why I think I like tops. It's nice to have someone who will. But I also
that's what I mean. You want an emotional top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Totally. INTJ. Someone who's gonna like kind of like take care of me. Someone's gonna like kind of let me do my own thing, and then
somebody stable.
That is what. Yeah.
Stable, and that you don't have to worry about.
Was raised
confident.
Raise is good.
Yeah, totally.
But to your point, this is the last thing I'm going to say about side. Ever.
We got time.
I know. There's 8 side jokes in my hour, if anyone cares. I actually counted them. There's literally 8. There's 8.
That's impressive.
Okay. They're not all good.
I'm sure they are.
There's one that's so good. There's one I'm like, this is my favorite joke I've ever written.
Hey, if you want one man, take it. I have no need for that, so...
Oh, wait, can I have it?
Literally, take
wait,
it.
Wait, okay, there's 9. Watch it. Dude, I'll be like,
like when you gave me that tag about
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. Not even Michael Amber laughed. He's the only one that would get it.
If you think you guys have something funny to say about Brokeback Mountain, keep it to yourself. No one wants to laugh at that. But if it's
not ready,
it's delivery. If it's delivery, I'll look at you and be like, it's delivery.
I'll hide my face.
I totally agree that I, okay, oh my god. So I'm obsessed with anal sex. I think anal sex is so interesting, and gay sex is fascinating.
Yeah.
As a concept, this side thing really has broken my brain open, and I can't not talk about it because it is very heteronormative.
Yeah.
To your point about the G-spot, I hear that. I will say, straight people can have a baby from this. Like, there's a function, and it's
Connor's
like...
a G-spot truther.
And that's what my shirt's going to say. We are talking about it a lot for something that none of us have ever seen. It's like, I've seen the G-spot as much as I've seen fucking Bigfoot at this point. It's like, okay, whatever. But people... We're, like, obsessed with having anal sex.
Yeah.
That is a... straight thing. Like, penetrative sex is historically a straight thing.
Sure, yeah.
So it's like, how has this become so dominant in our gay world?
Yeah, I hear you. The unfortunate thing about it is the way that it has been so heteronormatized. I think I'm making up a word there. But, like, it's been taken... Like, gay people have not... Like, of course, we've done this in a million ways, but especially in, like, sex. Like, we haven't freed ourselves necessarily from heteronormal, like... sex. We've just like rebranded it with the anatomy you're working with.
Because you're right, the top bottom. And then I was like, wait, maybe that's why I don't identify as either.
Yeah.
Because
it feels so like reductive.
I don't feel man, woman in any like relationship.
Yeah.
Like I'm a man, I feel male. I don't feel I'm not gonna make the money or spend it. I'm just gonna, like, it's not my vibe.
You're like, I keep a tight budget and I've got very specific expenses.
Literally, it's like...
Unless a new cream comes up, and in that case, add it to the list.
$200 stem cell cream, but it's okay because I got a QR code to get another free one. I'm going to have it mailed to my parents. Insane. But in that one way, I'm not non-binary, but the idea that gay sex is this binary thing is so psychotic.
It is weird.
And in that way, I'm non-binary. Which is not okay. I'm sorry.
I feel weird even like talking about like tops and bottoms sometimes because it's like who fucking cares?
11 minutes into the conversation, you're like, I'm uncomfortable.
No, I don't mean talking about it. Like me literally saying those words.
It's
sometimes.
So
I'm like,
boring.
That feels so like reductive. And
it's so boring.
I don't
want to
talk about just like if you get fucked or if you fuck. I think that's so crazy.
It's like not interesting anymore. It is boring. I should actually cut all my jokes about it. Honestly.
No, it's not. It's not true.
It's not fun anymore.
But here's the thing. In the same way that, like, men are like this and women are like this is not inherently interesting, but I find that, like, when trans people talk about it, it's like, okay, we're looking at this a new way. So, aside talking about tops and bottoms is a new way in.
Yeah, it's like being a bottom, because not interesting. Lying about it, I'm all ears.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a different, it's like a different lens into this thing we believe to be true that like requires some more examination, as you have put.
Let's talk about,
we're not doing,
we talk about your sex if you want, or anything else.
Wait, I was gonna say something about oh yeah, that's something else I was like thinking about recently with like gay men specifically. Like, I feel like there's been this weird like, okay, obviously we've talked about before, like there's so many like hack gay jokes about like gay men being like, ew, vaginas. And then I feel like there's sort of, some of them are starting to come around on being like, oh, I'm actually like more fluid than I thought I was. And it's like, just because you had sex with one trans guy, like you now, like, I don't know.
No, bicurious in Brooklyn means something different than it does in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Bicurious everywhere else is like, oh, like I'm a guy who actually maybe is bi. Here it's like, you're a gay guy who's decided that you might not be gay anymore. Like, that,
yeah,
you're not that limited.
But it also like, it's like, so it's touchy because it's like, on the one hand, it's like, yes, I think you should recognize that your queerness expands outside of just cis men. If you're a gay man, like that, you know, there's plenty of non-binary and trans masculine folks who probably fall under, and maybe even trans women who like fall under your purview of what you find attractive and who you're attracted to. But like when they take it to the point of being like, oh, maybe I'm not just gay. It's like, if you date all cis men and then like a couple trans guys, you're not not gay anymore. You're still dating men.
Yeah.
You know, like there's this weird like, like, it's like you're still not engaged. I don't know. There's just like this weird thing. I was talking to Damien about this. I feel like so many people decide, like, with specifically with trans men, and I can't speak to trans women, I'm sure they feel a bazillion other things, but like, people decide that you're a man when it's convenient to them, and they decide you're trans when it's convenient to them, but they like cannot hold space for those things to happen at the same time.
Do you think that gay men feel erased in the same way that straight men in Alabama feel erased?
Maybe. I mean, there's definitely some like gay Republican men that are
they're like, what about
whatever
me?
Happened? I mean, you ever see like on like Twitter these like crazy like MAGA gay men that are like, Marsha P. Johnson did not throw the first brick. It was a white gay man. And it's like, what are you talking about?
My Twitter is only, it's only
Natalie Holloway.
It's Natalie Holloway and porn, because on the cruise I had to start following all these porn stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so Pornhub like, was like locked out.
Yeah. That's not Twitter porn.
Thank God.
I do feel like gay guys are like, oh, well, I'm not that simple. Gay's yeah. out, and I'm actually complicated.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not that much more complicated.
You're not complicated. You're not. You're
well,
not
it's also like...
And it's transphobic to make the connection that you're making.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's... Anyway, and whatever. I don't know. So that's like just what I've been... That's my take on gay men having sex. But what was I going to tell you?
Do you think that's a result of gay men only being friends with each other?
Certainly, like, living a pretty, like, tight circle of... what you're exposed to probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Hell's Kitchen. Should we be recording the podcast in Hell's Kitchen?
Should we be walking on the street being like...
Could you imagine us even going there for
going into laundromats being like, fellas? You guys washing your sheets? What's going on?
We stop by Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, you're washing your sheets. You don't just throw them away and go to Target. Fucking losers. God, I've never been to Hell. I have never go there. I've gone there 4 times.
I've been there a few times. Every time you're in Hell's Kitchen, it's like Times Square's right there.
Gay guys love to be like, oh, have you gone to the Eagle? No, I haven't been to the Eagle. I'm not going to the Eagle. I'm not going there.
You ever go to Flaming Saddles?
No. You have been there, though.
I have been there. Were you there with
me? Isn't that so unexpected? No.
When did we go
Why
there?
Why not? You watch it with some other gay guy. You're confusing me with
I think it was Jesse and Maddie.
They, two of them make
makes,
one of
one makes one gay guy.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, that's, I don't want that for any of you.
I don't, I mean, we left, so I don't know.
Was it fun, kind of?
I remember really enjoying the guys being dancing on the bar. I thought that was fun.
I like Come On Everybody.
I love Come On Everybody.
That's where I want to go.
What I love about Come On Everybody is they have good music and a dance floor and the bar, and then they have seats, but it's all separate. So you can kind of, I love a bar that has separate areas for each activity.
Yes. That's a very, and in the daylight, gorgeous venue.
Yeah.
At night, it's so chaotic, but I kind of like it. But in the daylight, you're like, oh, it's beautiful in here.
Yeah. Union Pool's like that too. It's like there's a bunch of rooms and you can like, be where you want to be.
Yeah, I went on a date one time with this guy. Wait, I'm trying not to say things like that. Just bring up every man, drag every man into it. Yes.
Wait, I was going to ask you. Do you think you would ever go to a sex party?
No.
Yeah.
Like, would you?
No, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
What does it entail?
Group sex, I think.
Well, I have to think about that. I don't think so.
Because I think you could, I bring it up because I think you could,
it'd be like a quad.
Participate in any way you want. And perhaps that would be like, I don't know. You might feel less pressure to be like, when it's one-on-one, it's like, okay, we are having sex, we have to be.
It's kind of introverted if there's a bunch of people.
Totally, and you can just be in the corner doing what you want to do, or you can find somebody who just wants to do what you want to do, and then you like, it's like no pressure. It's like, okay, bye, you can go do other things now. You could be in and out.
Yes. They have a lot of the gay ones.
Yeah.
They're like, a lot of them are in Midtown. That's interesting. I'll think about that for the rest of my life. But I'll probably never ultimately go.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would be, I don't think I'm at the point, I think I would be nervous.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's the kind of thing where it's, sex is all about, oh my God, I hate myself, I'm my therapist. Sex is all about communication.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you're having sex with a new person, the last thing you're going to do is fucking communicate with them. You're not a fucking loser. You're not a faggot.
That is That's the hard.
Crazy. I said faggot. Very faggot.
You're not a faggot.
That's North Dakota.
Oh, we got a couple faggots here.
It's so awkward to be like, so like, I know we're about to like do the sex. No, I'll say it. This one guy was like, I have a 3-day rule for having sex. And
meaning
be like,
he
I
won't
have
it for
rule.
Like, he won't have it for 3 days?
Yeah, 3 dates.
3 dates. Oh, sorry. I thought you said 3 days.
And it's like, well, I'm not never having it. So I don't bring that up. But like, you can't say things like that when it's like you're all in a group setting.
Yeah, I think it would be harder to maybe vouch for yourself. I mean, obviously, like I think the positive thing about the kink community and sex parties when it's done right is it sounds like it's like, that's like a bare minimum is you have to be willing to communicate. Like, it's like hyper communicative, it seems like.
Yeah.
From my limited experience, like knowing people who have been into these things, it seems like. But it's so hard. I think that's like a thing, like something that was like frustrating with, I don't know. I feel like post like Me Too, there was like a lot of like, I feel like nowadays, anytime anything happens or there's any sort of like political movement, social movement, anything, obviously everybody's on fucking every internet talking about out their ass about everything, just like whatever. And I feel like in a post Me Too like time, there was a lot of talk about like gray area and like trying to get better about that, which I think is so important because I think that everybody's awkward about sex and nobody talks about it properly because we're not taught to, and like most people don't really know how to communicate what they want or like feel comfortable. Like, I mean, even having a partner who I've been with for 2 years, it's still like sometimes I'm like, I don't think I'm like as best as I can be about communicating. Like, it's yeah. It takes a lot. It's so vulnerable to do, and like to be, I don't know, especially feel like growing up like Catholic, I don't know, to like ask for something for myself, to like ask for pleasure is so hard.
I know.
And it's weird to like, and then when you add on to it, like we have these roles and we have these like names and all this, that, and the other. So anyway, I bring this up to say like, I feel like something that frustrated me was like, there was all this talk about like, oh, like especially put on like young men, like being better about this and that. And like on young women too, like being, and anybody being better about like communicating and stuff. But no, like, at least I don't think there was like a big like mass movement of like, this is how to communicate and this is like the ways you can start. I'm sure there were like TikTok therapists like in the corners of the internet doing that, but like,
no,
there's not enough of that.
So,
you know what I mean?
My old therapist, by the way, my gorgeous therapist. Yeah. Who's trying to, my old therapist who's beautiful and I owe her money. She doesn't need it though.
She's trying to get viral on TikTok.
She's getting brand deals.
I don't trust that.
I love her.
I don't trust a therapist who's trying to go viral online.
She was such so good at her job. She was like, oh my God, I loved her. And she, here's, what you're saying is so interesting in that, and then that's true. And then no one ever talks about it.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to be like, then maybe this is why I need a therapist. Because like things will happen and then you can't talk to the person about it because it's just a random person you're having sex with.
Yeah.
And, or a person that you're dating, but still just a person. And it's like, you don't ever know what's normal.
Yeah.
No one teaches you this in school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also like you know, so much of what I think is weird or awkward or uncomfortable for us in sex, I mean, sometimes does have to do with the other person's behavior, but sometimes it has to do with the way that we've been, like the sexual experiences we've had in the past or your own like sense of self. And like, so, and if you don't have somewhere to like put that and to like talk about that, it's like either, yeah, it's somebody you just met and you're like, I'm not gonna about to be like, well, this all started when I was 18. Like,
I know.
And even if it's a partner, it's like, it's such a delicate dynamic, your sexual like life, that you don't want to just like throw something in there if it's like without having talked to somebody about it or really reflected on it, unless you have like, and then you can bring it to them and be like, okay, I you know, I realize these things and
yes,
this is something we can talk about now. But like, if you don't have anywhere else to put that, it's really hard.
I know.
And so many people are just going around internalizing it and have no idea that they have, like, I mean, I think we all have like some degree of sexual like I'm not going to use capital T trauma, but like something that's like a
lowercase
T, a little bit like, I don't know, at least awkward situations at the very least.
I literally was hooking up with this guy recently and I was like, it's crazy they just let us do this. You don't need a certificate or a license or anything. You can just make out with anybody.
Yeah.
And just do whatever you want to do.
More people need to be making out though.
Oh, I'm out here making
people out. Need to be making out.
Wait, not
boys,
to be
this
like,
summer, go make out.
This is not trauma, and I'm not the victim in this situation, but I will say this guy a while ago, but not that long ago,
sure,
came in my mouth. I didn't know him. So, well, I knew him. Like, we went on a date and stuff. So I woke up.
Well, I knew him. He was my landlord, but...
Like, he wasn't random. Like, we did go in, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, that is so... You need to tell me that. Like, don't just assume that you can... Like, that to me is like...
Yes.
Like, you need to talk about that.
Totally.
And then after that, I was like, I wasn't mad, but I was like, I never want to see this person again because I just, like, don't trust you at all.
Yeah.
And but there's no rule where it's like, I didn't know if that was normal or not normal or if you're allowed to just come in people's mouth and not tell them or not.
Well, he definitely should have... cleared that with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there's no Reddit thread.
Yeah.
There's a podcast. You have to come on the podcast.
You definitely should clear that with anybody.
Bro, he needs to go. And that's why I don't want to see him anymore. I should have followed him on the internet.
I mean, yeah, do what you need to
do. I wonder if he sees that I'm coming out of the side, like left and right. Remember that one guy that was like, do you want to leave? And it's like, oh my God, that guy was the best communicator, I guess, ever.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait a minute, we're allowed to just leave? Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should look for people that are hyper communicative. It sounds like that's something you want.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm the least communicative person in the world.
But maybe you need somebody who's willing to lead the discussion.
That's totally true. I actually was thinking that about...
Because it's really hard to like vouch for yourself, especially if you're like feeling super uncertain about things and you already feel like self-conscious about it.
Okay. And it's also like sometimes in a partner, what you need is the things that you're not. So you could be like, you're not assertive.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're not assertive. And it's like, yeah, well, I wouldn't date me. <Let's tell you. laughs> If I needed another one of me, I'd get a mirror. And I'd listen to this podcast. Yeah. When I was on the cruise, you know, I listen to this podcast sometimes.
That's sweet. Sometimes when I'm feeling low, I listen to the podcast. It helps. Yeah. It makes me feel more grounded.
And we hope at home that you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, we hope you're doing that too.
We hope we make you feel grounded. I get up here like, someone's coming to my mouth.
And smart and better than us. Yeah, no, that he definitely needed to clear that with you. That's not cool.
Okay, so I fucking hate him. Okay,
yeah, this is crazy. Me too. That's not cool. No, it's okay. I mean, we can cut it if you want.
No, cut nothing. I'm going to tell my dad that he still has to listen to it.
Oh my God.
And if he's mad, I'll be like, you birthed me. Like, you didn't.
Sorry, life's messy.
Now I'm here.
Yeah, you chose to be Catholic.
I know. I always wonder if I'm a surprise baby.
Well, you're in the middle, so I don't think so.
I'm not a good candidate for being a surprise. I was a
surprise.
You're
really not. As the middle child, you're really not a good candidate. That's a planned part. That's
crazy.
Planned.
Yeah. I'm the most likely to be just a beautiful blessing in a plan.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
You are too.
I was planned. Yeah, they wanted to have a kid, I think.
They were like, it's time.
Yeah. Which is crazy because they were 27.
Yeah, but back then.
No, I know.
That was 39.
It's just wild to think about now.
I know. Well, I don't. I always been thinking about this. I don't know a single person in New York who is 30 that has a child. Not
I don't
one
either.
Person. But in the suburbs,
everybody.
I know so many people that have kids.
Yeah.
And if you don't have kids in the suburbs, I think that's crazy.
It's like, it's such a weird, I don't know. Yeah, like city and suburb life could not be more different, it feels like.
Just I like don't priorities. Know anyone that even seems like they're on their way to having a kid.
I don't either. I don't even know anybody that's on the way to having being married. I mean, like, kind of, but not anybody that we're close with.
I know. All the people that are getting married are also people that don't want to be friends with me anymore. Interesting. I can think of two. But I don't want to go to anyone's wedding anyway.
Yeah. Wait, who's getting
Except
married?
Except for my cousin. I love him. If you're my cousin, I want him to go to your wedding.
Do you have any boys clubs for this week?
Wait, do you? I feel like I talk the whole time.
No, you didn't.
And where'd I steamroll?
Not at all. We've been having a nice conversation.
Your boys club is Growlfit.
I am in such a growl fit right now.
The way you look like you sold your protein shake company and don't work anymore right now.
Yeah.
You look rich.
I look like I'm a millionaire who wears like quiet luxury.
Yeah, this is quiet luxury.
A billionaire even.
Are those Puma pants too?
No, these pants are Nike.
The way that you're like Olivia Amato repping Puma brand deals.
You know. My boys club, I guess, for this week is March Madness, which will be over by the time this gets out, I think. Actually, tonight, as of this recording, or as of this release, I think, is like the women's final.
Oh.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So do you have a bracket? Thank you for, I agree with you.
Yes, I do have a bracket. My, I'm doing well. Purdue and on the men's side and Iowa on the women's side are the winners that I picked, and they're both still in it. So
wait, the men's one well. Already started?
They both already started.
Problematic that I only care about the men's one. But growing up, we didn't care about the women's one.
Well,
times were different.
Times were different. And what's been really exciting about this year is that every year over the last, like, I would say, like, 5 years of women's basketball, like, NCAA women's basketball is getting more and more popular, which is awesome, because they're super talented and obviously deserve as much praise as the men's side get. And I honestly think women's college basketball is now more interesting because, like, men's, I don't know. The problem for a lot of men's college sports is that they, it's not, for better or for worse, it's not the last stop for them. And it's not really for the women too. Like, they, like, oh, there's a lot of women that go play professionally, but, like, especially men's basketball, like, so many of those guys are going for, like, a year and then they're going to the pros, or they're, like, going,
they do college for a year and then leave.
Mm-hmm. Because they only have to stay for like a year. That's their, that's the rule for the NCAA for basketball.
Wait, that's such a bummer. Because then your teammates are just leaving.
Yeah. So then there's teams like Duke or Kansas or Kentucky who like get a lot of like really high level recruits, but they're gonna go play pro. So they've got like five freshmen on the roster who are like stars, but like have never played together. So they always like come,
and then they leave.
Come tournament time, they always kind of suck because they like don't
it's
have.
It's a revolving
the,
door.
It is a revolving door. Whereas on the women's side, there's just like usually you'll play all 4 years before you go play pro, or. You know, maybe a couple of the stars are going to play pro, but not everybody is. And so there's just kind of more of this sense of like, I don't know, it just makes it feel like, obviously March Madness is a big deal on both sides, but it just feels like there's something about women's sports that's like, for so many of the athletes, it's like, this is the highest level that they'll get to because like, there's just not as many opportunities for women's professional sports.
So to do the NBA, you have to have gone to college for 1 year.
Yeah. Or you can skip it entirely and play like in a different like league overseas and then come over and like transfer in basically from like a European league.
I don't
league.
Get why you can't just be picked up off the street. Honestly, I don't understand.
You have to play in another, you can't just go right from high school. They won't let you.
But just like, I don't understand what they think Elon 101 and acting one freshman year is like such a weird time.
It's like not about that. I think it's about making them have to like live under professional circumstances for a year and just like make sure that they can take it. So they either have to go play under
like Mike.
Before they're about to give them a bunch of money to come play in the NBA. They're like, we need to suss out that like you can be coached by, you know, either another professional team or a college team. And we need to suss out that you like are worth spending lots of money on, I guess.
I think it's good that this is a podcast with a sports person and a not sports person, because then sometimes you can be like, hey, upon a fresh look at this, I think it's kind of weird. I don't totally understand. And then I'll explain Barry's boot camp to you, and you can be like, I'm not sure about that.
Wait, is that your voice over this week?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me finish this, and then we'll do that.
No, I'm not. I'm not overstepping you. I'm waiting.
I'm
sad that I missed the
no,
bracket.
No, I wanted to put a pin in that because I'm interested.
I used to make a bracket every year when I was a kid because it was an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than me.
Exactly. And what is a boys club if not a part of to be something bigger than yourself?
I would always pick Duke or Kansas.
Smart choices.
Are they still there?
Well, they're out now. The final four for the men's side is UConn, NC State,
Gonzaga,
Purdue, and somebody
Iowa.
Else. Maybe USC. I think USC.
Okay. There's a lot of schools
no.
that I only know because of March Madness.
Yeah.
Like March Madness.
Gonzaga.
Schools.
That's a, yeah, big time. They always suck, though. They like, they're always like high ranked and then they get out early. Okay. And then on the women's side, it's Iowa, UConn, NC State, and
I cannot
else.
Wait to say
I'm
that
really
to
fucked
someone
on these
day.
Four. On these four. What?
But they're going to be like, oh, March Madness. I'll be like, oh, Gonzaga. Oh, they're always ranked high. And it's like, okay, you're going to be out early.
You should say that. People will be like, okay, he knows a thing or two.
Okay, hot take. When in doubt, have a hot take.
Have a hot take. But
we should make a list of hot, a book of hot takes.
A book of Boys Club hot takes.
Yes. And then it will always just help people on dates and like when they're at parties.
Yeah, when they need something to say.
Yes.
Totally.
Be like, have you seen Frances McDormand in Fargo? Her accent work is incredible.
Boys, we can provide you this. And then, okay, my last thing I'll say is what's been cool about this year's March Madness is usually the women's, the men's tournament and the women's tournament are not at the same time for whatever reason, but this year they are at the same time, which has made it so much more fun because there's just like, it's like a month of like a lot more basketball happening and like it's more exciting. And I feel like it's added to the hype for the like the women's side that like it's all happening at the same time.
Are you financially invested?
No.
No, there's no money involved.
I don't really sports gamble because I just can't ever bring myself to like spend money on that.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't know enough. I also, like, have not been paying attention to college basketball this year, so, like, I wasn't about the
football.
No.
Have you never?
No. I just, like, I don't really care about it enough to keep up that way. Like, I like watching the games, but I don't really need to be more invested in it than I am.
I did it when I was a child.
Yeah.
One time my grandfather died.
You did?
Yeah. I won one time. You know anyone can
good
win.
Good for you.
I won, I think it was 2006.
You know, sometimes they make the winner or the loser do stand-up comedy. Like, there's men who, like, have, like, their fantasy football groups, and then the loser has to, like, go do stand-up at, like, a bringer.
I know. What's the thing we say? My culture is not your costume. My culture is not your punishment.
Yeah, literally.
This is my life.
This is my life's work.
I think I've seen this at least one time.
I'm proud of you for winning, though. That's amazing.
Whenever you see someone come to an open mic with, like, their long-term partner and it's their first time doing it, you want to be like, you're not cut out for this. You have too much going on. You're not supposed to have a plan B, and you already for sure do. It's her.
Like, yeah.
This is not it.
This is not for the stable.
You're too happy for this. Your wife is an engineer. Like, no.
But maybe that's exactly who should be doing it, because then they don't have to worry about money.
Yeah.
Remember that rich guy?
Who?
Kevin, maybe?
Kevin. Handsome Kevin? I probably would say yes if you would say no.
Wait, totally.
With dark hair?
Yes, and glasses.
He's rich.
Whatever happened to him?
Wait, how rich?
Wait, maybe he's not the rich one. There was, like, another guy who was older who, like, he worked in Wall Street. I remember him telling me this one time. He, like, worked on Wall Street for a long time. He's got, like, tons of money. He lives in Williamsburg, and now he just, like, quit because he doesn't have to work anymore and does comedy. I think he quit that too, though, because I don't think
Did we do things in the wrong order?
No, because I never want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
The goal is to avoid ever having to do that.
Fair. Yeah. People win the lottery.
I saw a sign down the street that said, did you win Powerball and never tell anyone? Tell us, QR code. And I'm like, so somebody who's never told anybody that is going to just QR code this and be like,
someone,
oh, well, I guess
money behind that.
It's time I fucking told somebody. And this was a sign.
So in New York, you don't have to be public about winning the Powerball?
A lot of people aren't, because they get murdered.
Oh my God.
Wait. Yeah. If you ever win the lottery, don't tell anybody.
I would only tell the podcast.
Our boys would never kill us.
And, like,
we hope.
Except for the person that told flowers by whatever. Remember?
Oh my gosh, yes. The whistleblower.
It's like,
it's been a while since we talked about a whistleblower. I can't believe we had a real one.
I know.
I hope so.
One time we got in trouble.
We're not really
talking
that
about
mad
small
at you.
Business. I never gave them money. I was just annoyed by the whole thing. I was like, I'm not
the whole thing became quite an ordeal. It's part of the lore. You got to listen to the back episodes. Okay, wait. Let's talk about your boys club.
I went to Barry's boot camp.
I know. I saw that on your story.
Feels a little like walking down the liquor aisle, let me tell you. Kind of just like on the edge.
Just in the dark red lights being like, is today the day I break?
I walk in there and
I'm like,
is
today the day they break my spirit?
It is crazy. I remember why I loved it immediately.
Wait, you've done it before?
Okay, so the thing with Barry's boot camp.
Yeah.
I used to do Barry's boot camp all the time when
totally.
I was in Chicago. Like, I'm sober. And
fucking right.
I feel like it sucks. But I do feel like I remembered that getting sober, I was like really lonely in Chicago because for whatever reason, because I'm a side. And wait,
I'm laughing about thinking God's putting you together. He goes, he's going to be sober. He's going to be gay. He's not going to have a G-spot. Don't put one in.
I'm trying to find some joke because they have that joke about it's like, finds out I'm sober, second plane hits, and aside.
But
I'm sober. I am sober. The thing with being sober is that you can kind of always come back to that.
Yeah.
You can always bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And just like whenever other things are going bad, you're like, I'm sober. And so I am sober. But I remember when I was in Chicago, I like love, like group fitness classes really were such an outlet and a thing that
I
would
definitely.
Do. So I kind of got that. I do love it. There's fully like an Olivia. At the moment you walk in, you're just like hype again. There's an Olivia Rodrigo remix playing. I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm 30. It's like driver's license. I want to go. I'm like competitive with the person next to me. The girl next to me is like runs an Etsy shop, a mom, and I'm running faster than her. And it's all I care about.
Totally.
She's for sure rich. I run faster.
Eat my dust, bitch.
I like love it. And like, I just want the instructor to like give me attention.
Yeah. I think that's why people do that.
I know.
I mean, I can't help but trying to be the best in the class, of course.
I actually was thinking about you there. I was like, I really want to bring him. I wonder what he would think of this.
I would probably try. I'm such a hardo. I would try so hard.
God, we gotta go.
I'm very competitive. I don't want to lose and things like that.
I'm gonna get you a free class.
Okay, let me know. I've never done one.
Soph goes.
To Barry's?
Swear to God.
Swear to God. I mean, she's got class pass. She's hitting her. She's going everywhere.
She's gym pass.
She's gym pass. My bad. My bad. Shout out Soph.
I do know Soph's regiment.
Shout out Soph. About to work at Tory Burch.
Will she be there by the time this comes out?
I think next week's her first week. I'll ask her tonight.
Anymore.
She's yeah, she's an assistant buyer at Tory Burch.
That is a Rachel Green job.
She literally sent me the GIF when she told me that it was a GIF of Rachel Green going, I'm an assistant buyer. Yeah, I know. I was like, so if you were living the New York life.
That's the job where she isn't a smoker and then they always make business
decisions. Yeah. So, Soph, you're going to have to pick up a nicotine addiction.
Soph, can you introduce us to interesting people?
Oh, you know what I went to recently? You know, because I was in that V-Man magazine. Boys at home, get yourself a V-Man. Open that centerfold. Do you know who you'll see?
You know where I bet they sell it? In those New York magazine stores where they have like every magazine.
Yeah, they really do. I'm the centerfold. You know that, right?
Wait, what's that mean?
It means I'm in the center page.
How do I get it? Oh my God, I want it.
Let me literally show you right now. Hold on.
Did you send it to your parents?
Yeah, my mom has one.
I just remembered I had my credit card mailed here.
Wait, what?
I had my new credit card mailed here.
Here?
Are you mad? Because I can't open my mailbox. And they said, can we send it to someone you could trust? And I but then I didn't know how to tell you on the, like, I didn't know it.
You can always mail things here. You just need to give me a heads up because I don't check the mailbox routinely, unfortunately. Okay, so here it is. Here's it. Yep.
And it's blue. And it's that.
This is Omar Apollo.
Boys Club.
Boys to Men. And if you open it to where they put this.
Oh, my God.
Where they put the postcard, it's yours truly on the centerfold. So every single one has this right here. And so if you just open it to this, it's me.
Sponsored by Equinox.
I think you're featured in here too somewhere.
What ring is that?
It says ring is talent's own. It's not talent's
own.
Wait,
I really like her.
Yeah. She did a good job.
26 bragging.
Brag. I think you're in here somewhere. At least
you're kidding.
Boys Club's in here somewhere. I thought I mean,
Nico, I'm not going to open up a magazine of a story about you and say, where am I? I'm not a crazy fucking lunatic, but where am I?
And this is the guy from Fire Island somewhere here.
Wait,
that guy?
I went to college. God, he got so fucking hot.
He went to college with you?
Yes, but really? We weren't friends because he was an MT and I was sober.
Yeah.
So,
and they were kind of crazy.
He was in Zach Teague's like music theater class.
The Texas thespian takes to the big screen. Love.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You're hotter, but he like from college was a lot hotter. No event. He didn't look as hot in college as he does right now.
Yeah. Somebody was saying that. Anyway, I'm taking up too much time. Anyway.
Did you see
but
Zane?
I went to this. No, he wasn't
drop
there.
Him?
I didn't see him. I didn't get to meet anybody else that was featured because the shoots didn't overlap.
Were there women there?
On the shoot?
No, at the party.
Yes, at the party. Wait, so to bring it back, I went to a V-Man Valentino collab party thing that was like a happy hour. It was really fun. I got to meet the editor, Savannah, who's super nice and super cool. She was actually going to shout out Richard Perez. She was going to Richard Perez show that night. So you know she's good. She's good people. But anyway, it was like this. It was at the Valentino store in Midtown, which was like somewhere I'll probably never go on my own. I don't really shop there.
Do people go in there on their own?
I mean, I think tourists. It seems like one of those stores that's like, it's got all the fancy Valentino stuff. I'm sure they're like, I bet they're selling. I mean, these big fashion houses seemingly do a lot of their stuff by like, obviously their runway stuff is like a big part of it. And then like celebrity stuff is like another thing where like celebs are wearing their.
Like when
big,
my brother
nice
visited here and it's like, you guys have a mango? It's like, yeah, we have everything. It's
we
New
have
York.
Everything.
There's nothing we don't have.
But I think there's people that go to the Valentino like store because I'm not, I don't know. Anyway, but it was cool. And there was all these tall ass dudes who were modeling and they were like taking pictures of them all over the store.
Were they nice?
Tall. Yeah, one guy, he was like, oh my God, I totally cut you in line. And then he went behind me and I was like, thank you. You know, I mean, if you open these centerfolds, I wanted to walk around and open them all up and
gay.
Be like, maybe. A lot of them seem straight, though.
Straight models?
Tall, straight model guys, yeah.
What's going on
maybe
with that?
Bisexual. I feel like if you're that tall and that handsome, it's like,
we
who
need
are
to
you
normalize
not fucking?
Being like, are you, what's your deal? Are you gay?
Yeah. You know who's good at that? You and Jessie Ballard.
She's good at that. I'd love to ask people at work if they're gay.
She's like, I love her joke. She's like, I have good gaydar. Because I ask.
You have to know.
And people love to tell me.
And it's nice. It's good to ask. Like, I don't know. I'm out here looking for an ally. And sometimes I feel like all these people around me are always straight all the time.
Yeah, totally.
And then I'm over here playing. Today in class, I played Rufus Du Sol for the boys. I played Churches for the girls. And then Muna for the non-binary people.
Yeah.
So I had all everyone covered the whole time. It was just those three artists on repeat. That's all I wanted.
I love that.
Yeah. I do feel like I'm doing education for these people.
You gotta let it seep into them, you know?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, how are we doing on time? 57 minutes. Okay.
Are you guys bored of us yet?
No, I'm not bored of us yet.
Are our numbers good for this thing?
Yeah, they're always good. We're like kind of hovering right around the same.
So if you guys, can you send this to someone?
Yeah, you got a friend who would like us, send it along. If you know any sides in your life, get them on this podcast. If you know any trans guys, get them on this podcast.
Wait, one time ever, I'm obsessed with asking people what they do in the morning. I think it's so interesting when like normal people explain their days.
Mm-hmm.
We should, one time when this is huge, like every fiscal quarter, we bring the normalest person on, like an accountant, and we're like, what are you? And we'd be like, what's your day?
And what do you do all day?
Who reports to you?
Yeah.
Are you, do you like them?
There's so many just like, there's so many jobs I'll never understand.
Most of them.
Yeah. I mean, literally anything. when Vince was defending his thesis yesterday, I was like, we started talking about cartilage, and I was like, it's officially over my head.
I don't know what cartilage is.
It is the tissue, the soft tissue that goes between your bones and joints that protects your joints and makes it smooth when you move.
Wait, I'm embarrassed as a Pilates instructor. I do know. I thought you said something else. I understand.
I thought you said Carthage, the ancient city.
Carnage, when everyone dies.
Yes, exactly. No, cartilage. It like, whatever. But
Of course.
His like, yeah, it was 45 minutes of science talk, and I was like, but he's an amazing, he's such a good speaker, and he did it, so like he made it understandable enough. I was so impressed.
So is he Dr. Vince now?
He's Dr. Vince.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Got to be 26 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
You can just be a doctor at 26?
I think he's 28 maybe. Because it's a 6-year program.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
6 years.
I remember when
of
people,
science and lasers.
When 3 years out, people were like lawyers that I went to college with. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, how do we have time for that? And it's like, yeah, now they're also doctors with 11-year-olds. Like,
I know.
They spend so much time.
I know. When you know a doctor your own age, it's like, this can't be good.
I know. Well, my therapist, my gorgeous therapist that I'm obsessed with, who makes internet videos.
Is she younger than you?
I believe she's my age.
Yeah, that's tough.
Model.
I love that my therapist is probably at least 20 years older than me.
It should be someone with wisdom.
Yeah.
But someone who's not too invested. Sometimes I'm like, I need you to be a little hands-off.
Okay, explore that for me.
But I do want to get a therapist. I don't even have a therapist right now. I do need to get one.
Why don't you want it to be somebody who's invested in you? Isn't that the point of a therapist?
They care about your emotional well-being. When someone is invested, then you have to start like lying to them.
No.
And be like, no, I didn't text anybody. And like, then that's bad. Like, you want it to be someone who's kind of a little like, hands off. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that isn't good.
I think you're trying to not be accountable for something.
Oh my God. As a sober person, I'm accountable every second of the day.
No, I understand.
That's where sober comes in.
Listen, I think that we all have things that we don't want to acknowledge or things we don't want to fix on some
yes.
level. There's something that we're feeling. I mean, this happens all the time. People have behaviors that are not necessarily healthy or like maybe the best way to like go about your life, but they work and or they feel good or they're
totally.
Giving you some sort of reward or they're hiding something else going on and you don't want to actually get to that. And I think that that's when we find ourselves like lying to therapists or not wanting to see a therapist.
I know.
Which is okay. That's a totally normal place to be.
I do want to, if my dad listens to this, I do want a therapist.
But I would invite you to resist that urge.
What I do now, the things, oh wait, this is eating disorder coded, is I'll like the two things in my life where I'm like, this isn't good. I'll like go way out of my way to go to a grocery store that I shouldn't go to get a specific food that's like kind of like weird and neurodivergent. So you actually don't need this. Like you actually need time. You actually have to go home and like work on your shit, your hour, et cetera, your jokes about being aside.
Right.
Or I'll be like, I have to go run on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And it's like, you don't. You actually don't. You actually like really don't. You
yeah.
could just kind of keep living your life and day. So those are the two things where I'm like, those are bad behaviors that do kind of keep coming up. I hope that wasn't triggering for anyone. What are yours?
My bad behaviors?
Ed Sheeran. So Ed Sheeran to be like, bad habits. That's the worst song ever.
Not only is it the worst song, it's the worst music video. If anybody needs a jump scare, look up the Bad Habits music video. You'll never predict what it looks like.
I hate Ed Sheeran. That's our hot take.
I he's so weird to me because there's some songs of his I'm like, that's beautiful. Like what a, like
eight, Castle on a Hill.
Yeah, great song.
A-Team.
That honestly, like that whole Divide and Multiply, the green and the blue albums, I thought both of those were pretty good.
Yes.
For the most part. There's like a lot of, like I had a big phase of him in college where I really liked his stuff. And then he's got these like new pop hits that are like, eh, you know?
But even like Shape of You, I'm not really having that.
Yeah.
I'm in love. That song
I'm in love
was
the with
moment.
The Shape of You. I know, it's like his slower stuff, his acoustic stuff is much better. Whatever. Anyway.
Well.
What are my vices? I mean, there's plenty. I feel like I don't know how to... I have a similar, like, relationship with, like, work, I think. I don't know how to shut that off at all.
I know.
It's really hard to turn off. And, like... just not. And like anytime I get that gif you sent or meme you sent me of Larry David that was like, I don't like going anywhere. I don't want to go on trips. I like going to my house and going to work. And I'm like, damn, that's how I feel sometimes, which is not good.
I think that with both work, but then also even just like the news and whatever,
mm-hmm.
because both of those things are getting away from being present.
Yeah.
It is so hard to just be like here
yeah.
and now and in this moment.
It is. It's hard to not spiral out about something else or like think about something along like down like I don't know things you can or can't control down the line.
I know. You I feel like people like MC Nanda are really good at that. She always seems so present to me.
Yeah, I mean everybody I'm sure she is. Everybody I think everybody struggles with it though.
I know. Yeah. I might start going to yoga again.
That's good. That's a good balance of like health, exercise, but also like internal stuff.
Yeah, let's go to yoga.
I would do yoga. I also need to stretch more, so I would do yoga.
I've never stretched, not one time.
You gotta stretch.
I know, my body's gonna shut down. I'm almost 30, almost 40.
And like not almost 40.
I know, but I think if you put it out, then it's like, oh, is that so bad that you're almost 30? Because you're almost 40. You said you're almost 40. You're buying yourself time. I look amazing for 40.
I know, it's this month.
I know.
You feeling excited?
No.
What are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know, I hope my dad remembers it.
He will remember your birthday. What do you want to do, though?
No, nothing.
Come on.
I want to work. I want to record the podcast.
All right. We'll record the podcast on your birthday.
I want to pitch.
Do you want to? Can we get some pitches lined up? Is anybody listening? Hulu, Fox, FX?
You guys want to say? We have ideas for you.
We have tons of ideas.
We actually do. If someone said, hey, do you have anything? Yes, we do. We do.
Yeah. If anybody's listening, we are just a bucket of ideas. And I'm not joking.
Shark Tank your ass.
Yeah. Come on.
We have plans.
Call us.
Choose me.
Choose us. Love us.
I was just talking to someone that watched all 21 seasons of Grey's Anatomy or 20.
And it's like, get a life.
Crazy. I know, but at the same time, I'm like, that's so cultured.
It's so interesting because in my mind, it started out, like, I think the first couple seasons are like, actually good.
Gorgeous.
And I'm sure now it's just like a fucking soap opera. I mean, like, how much crap could happen at one hospital?
Here's what blows my mind. Grey's Anatomy to now, it's one lifespan. In that time, we had Gossip Girl, Time Off, a reboot, and that ended. So like all of that, Gossip Girl's multiple yeah. lives are contained.
Yeah.
Within this, George Bush was president. Like we had 9 presidents when Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God. Literally, we had Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden.
Yes.
Wow.
And Obama did it twice.
Wow. Damn.
That's insane.
Have we had a two, I guess?
Well, it was in Bush's second one.
Have we ever had a two-term presidency that was split?
You know, no.
I think there was one, wasn't there? Somebody had it and then lost and then got back.
I don't know. I hope not.
I think it has happened one time before.
Oh,
maybe like
no.
John Tyler or some shit. Boys, fact
John
check that
Tyler,
for me.
Who is that?
Tyler, he was like the 17th president, maybe.
I literally never heard of
this. Tippecanoe and Tyler too. That was like a thing. I don't even know what that is referencing.
I've never heard of this. Did I tell you that when I was on the cruise, I watched it?
You've never heard of this?
Never heard of this person.
I know, there's too many presidents.
John
presidents-
Tyler sounds hot.
How many presidents have there been? You know what?
46.
Let me tell you this. He wasn't.
Wait, were any of them even hot?
Famously, John F. Kennedy.
Obama and Kennedy.
And Obama,
were hot.
Yeah.
You know who wasn't hot? Jackie Kennedy. Why? She hated gay people. Google it.
Yeah.
She didn't like Lem Billings. Is that his name?
Well, because I think, isn't there like sort of like low key, they think
he was
that
gay.
He was gay?
Yeah.
Kennedy, for sure.
He was gay vibes, and that's why it was a hate crime, actually.
He was like. I listened to this whole podcast. Shout out to Blowback in the podcast space. If you guys are wanting to know more about the Iraq War or the Cuban Missile Crisis, I can't recommend it enough, Blowback. But I learned all this stuff about the Cuban Missile Crisis and beyond, like just our relations with Cuba.
Is this the one someone was telling us about?
I was telling you about.
Oh, sorry. It was within...
But it was, we were talking about it on the pod before. I think we were talking about it with Mary Beth last week, actually.
And they examined the first-hand documents that we had at the time.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, anyway, so John Kennedy and his brother, Robert?
Yes.
Were like super involved in like our Cuba stuff. Not always, not often well.
They're bad.
Well, everything we did in Cuba was not good.
I don't know much about it.
You should listen to that podcast. It's really interesting. It's very sexy too, because Fidel Castro like has a lover. It's a whole thing.
I got a 3 on the AP US test, and my teacher was shocked. Maybe he called my house to congratulate me, but he didn't even call the people that got 4s or 5s.
Did you get credit for having a 3?
No.
Yeah. Wake was like only fives or you have to take it. They were like not letting us cancel out.
Which was so crazy because like I didn't take Spanish and I cheated on that test. So
well, I kind of am in favor of it because I was talking to my sister about who's in college about what classes she's taking and it was all like business classes and I was like, do you have any like history or English or anything? And she was like, no, I tested out of all that. And I was like, so the last English class you'll ever take in your life was as a high school senior? That is not right.
I never would have taken Beat Generation if I tested out.
I know. I think that they should make, especially kids that are like taking business. I'm like, you guys need to be culturally literate. Like, we can't just have another generation of people who are not paying attention to what has ever happened.
But I do think your sister will be a girl.
No, she'll
star.
Be fine. She's fine because I think she's exposed because of like other. She listens to this podcast. Shout out,
bro. When I was 18 years old, also 19 through 22, I was like obsessed with these. I was obsessed with these girls that would wear kind of like a white t-shirt and like a flowy skirt and a blazer and they'd wear like not Jack Rogers shoes but they would work at Vogue.
Okay.
And kind of be like messy hair but they could like put it up.
You know who probably wore this?
Who? Kristen. Totally.
Big hat. Corey. Yes. That's what I'm imagining her in. Did she wear that to, she like low-key maybe wore that to lunch.
There's something so gorgeous about a woman with a job. It's just like everything feels so delicate and she's so organized and she has two monitors and it's really clean and she's just like kind of working and she's like has stationery and she, I just like love women in the workplace.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, I always really wanted to work at Vogue and I think, I don't know what I thought I was going to do there at all, but I.
Assist a powerful woman.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I really like Ugly Betty changed me. When I was 20, relapsing whole summer, but I was here for like a college program, which is psycho because it's like, you know, you can just rent an apartment, idiot. But I paid money to like take, it's stupid. So I was here for like Elon in New York, which is insane because yeah. Like, it should be New York in New York. That's not how you should travel. No.
You don't know, you're a kid.
I didn't know I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was drunk. All I remember is that I lived with these two
guys. I was drunk when I signed the papers. I
was so drunk the whole time. The whole time.
Yeah.
James Wentz joke the whole time. Where they came the whole time. So I lived with this guy who used to leave in the middle of the night to go have sex. And I was like, you're the coolest person I've ever met. And he was like, you should watch Queer as Folk. And that's kind of where I like became like underground gay. And then we would go and we'd visit workplaces every Monday. We would have off from our internship with Alan Cumming.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go visit workplaces. So we like visited Condé Nast and we visited Ketchum PR and we like all these things. And I really thought I was just going to be like a 25-year-old gorgeous marketing exec gay guy
yeah.
in New York.
And you know how miserable you'd be.
I know. I would have worn Gucci.
No offense
mules.
To our guys if you love that job.
I bet I would have been like a power it. Bottom doing poppers. And when I'd see a girl, I'd be like, sup, bitch.
Like and they would go, ah!
Sup, bitch. It's a little slut. And then you'd be like, what are you doing tonight? Be like, what am I doing? I'm doing gay kickball. And then we're going to go out. To the club,
and then I'm coming right to work.
And then I'm going to the Eagle.
I don't even have an apartment because I never see my house.
I know. It would have been a miserable existence. I never would have seen my Hell's Kitchen apartment.
Yeah, a little shoebox.
I know, it's crazy the lives that we could have
lived, yeah. I would have been a paralegal, I guess. Boo.
That's sad.
It was a horrible, horrible time.
Guys, what we're saying is, the boys club we want you to be in is free yourself.
Free yourself.
Free yourself.
Do what you want to do. Be your, it's one life.
Every time I've ever gotten fired, it was like ultimately a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, life always finds a way. It corrects itself.
You've never been fired. You didn't relate.
Have I ever been fired? Knock on wood. I don't think I have.
Well, granted, only ever laid off for performance, including from the crew job I currently have, but then I was brought back because it was a COVID thing.
Only ever laid off for performance?
Oh, not for performance. You're right. Never for performance. Well, you don't really know.
Yeah.
They say it's not for performance, but I'm like,
but is it?
You're mad that I'm using one of my two monitors as a mood board.
I definitely, by the end of my job as a paralegal, I was like doing jack shit.
There was a job I had that by the time I left, I was like, thank God I cannot organize my Google Drive for shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who I promised what to. I've got to go. Sometimes life gets like that where it's like, it's too tangled. You gotta leave.
Just cut your losses and run. Yeah. No, that job was so like, they were so stupid in the way that they organized things because they just wanted to make like instead of having like a couple different paralegals who worked on every case and like, you know, could know enough to like cover in case, you know, somebody were sick or like couldn't make it, they just like would like throw one person in there and then you were like way too involved And so, like, if you were not available, they're fucked. Like, because they don't have anybody else who knows literally anything about it because they didn't balance our work properly. So by the end, I was like, you have to train somebody else because I'm leaving. And so, like, that. So then they just kind of, like...
Did you give 2 weeks?
Yes. I think before... But they, like, kind of knew we were leaving because everybody was sort of leaving that summer. Because that's the other thing. It's like they would do this, like, program kind of thing where you would have, like, 2 years... You could stay longer if you wanted to, or you could leave earlier if you wanted to. But like generally, they would be like, "Okay, you probably stay like 2 years."
Were you there for 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Because of the pandemic. I just like it was a stable job, and they were paying me still. So I was like, "Well, what the fuck else am I doing? I can't quit when there's a job paying me."
Yeah.
So I'm putting Connor to sleep.
No.
But anyway,
I've been up since 2:06.
Did you have work today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this will be out after our hours, but we both have hours this weekend.
I know, what a creatively productive time for us.
Yeah. Boys, we're telling 2 hours worth of comedy between the two of us.
I know.
Both shows are sold out.
Do you have any brand... I will sell out.
No, I know.
Do you have any brand new... Do you have any new material?
I have a couple things that might be new to you. I mean,
say
you...
Say them.
No.
I won't sit in a seat. I can sit in a seat, right?
Yeah, sit in a seat.
I'm sitting in a seat.
Please. You bought a ticket, which you shouldn't have.
I'm sitting in a damn seat. You said it was going to sell out, and it did, but I was like, I got to get in there.
I mean, I had you on the comp list from the jump, FYI.
I know.
I should have told you that, though.
I know, but I don't know. Like, what if you have people reach now?
You, Soph, and Maddie are always on the list. So.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg wanted to come. I told him, sorry,
Alana
Steve.
Alana Glazer.
It's closed. Sorry, Alana, it's closed.
Yeah.
Closed to the public. But yeah, so I guess this will be out after that. But then our next Boys Club is the 24th. April 24th?
Yes.
So Wednesday, 8 p.m. Wednesday.
I have 9 new jokes about being aside and 1 about Princess Diana.
And I might have a few new things too, so come see it. We have great comedians that are mad at Dylan Adler, Kerry Ross, and...
Brittany Carney.
Brittany Carney, thank you.
Whose
yes.
special
Whose special
out
came out
today?
Well, as of Monday when this is dropping, a couple days ago. Check it out.
Brittany Carney.
One of the funniest minds of our time.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like excited to watch that.
Yeah, we cannot recommend enough. She's so funny. And
my Philadelphia family is her. She's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, she's so goddamn funny. Such an original. So specific.
Singular.
Very singular.
I think those are the highest compliments you can give a comedian.
No, seriously, and specific. Such a funny writer. So specific. It's really good. Anyway, check out her special. What's it called?
Thought provoking.
No, that's Mary Beth. It's something like. It's something like a phrase like that.
Haunted?
Though. Should we just look at it really quick?
Yes, we have to.
We have to. Thank you to anybody who's sticking through this. We are so rambly today.
Yeah.
This is for the real fans.
Sorry if you're mad about my neurodivergence. My parents were too. We're never happy about it. Oh, it's called That Is My Horse.
That Is My Horse. That's exactly her.
I cannot wait to find out what
to find out
means.
Why it's called That Is
and
My
I
Horse.
I wonder if we'll get to the end and be like, never find out. I don't
care. Okay, That Is My Horse, Brittany Carney. She's so fucking funny. You got to check it out.
She was on this podcast.
Yeah. Also, if you are in Pittsburgh or Austin or Los Angeles, I'm coming to your cities. Please check out the link. All of the links to those tickets are in the show notes of this episode. They're also in my bio on my Instagram at Nico Carney.
One time I was like obsessed with this guy and we were like in love. And then he's like, I'm actually might move to Austin. And then I was like, that's so sad. We're in love. And then we broke up and then he never moved to Austin. And I was like, you could have just broken up with me.
Wow. What a tale to tell to be like... I'm moving away. Isn't that something they do to, I think that's in Friends, that he has to convince Janice, Chandler has to convince Janice that he's moving to like the Congo or something.
That's funny. It's like, I'll actually
and then she's like,
beer.
I'm taking you to the airport. And he has to get on a flight. He spends like all this money to like literally get on the flight. I love that shit.
He could have just been honest with me.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, if you live in any of those cities or if you know literally anybody that lives in any of those cities, please send them my way. I would love to have some beautiful faces in the crowd.
I'm going to reach out to everyone I know in Pittsburgh.
It's hard to sell tickets, so please, please, please. I would appreciate the support.
Rachel Horowitz's brother's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And if you want to, if you're thinking, hey, this is an election year, what can I do for trans people? Here's something easy you can do. Text a friend. Tell them to come see my show. Also, during election year, if you want to do something for sides this election year, support Connor as well. Share a reel or two.
Share that. Wait, that's what I want for my birthday. I only want to...
Everybody share reels for Connor's birthday.
For my birthday, I want to establish a click farm where people just sit there and click my reels.
A click farm.
We should start that as a business.
They have those.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How do we get involved?
I don't know.
I'm nervous about doing that.
I don't really want to get
involved. We're not getting involved.
I don't
trust every
Big
person
Cat.
That shares my reel is someone who's literally obsessed with me.
Yeah, and we appreciate you.
We didn't pay for any of those. They're all people that literally looked at our ideas and thought, I either love this or how embarrassing I'm going to send this to people and laugh and be mean.
You never think about that, though. Some of those sends could be bad.
No, I think about it all the time.
No, I'm always like, oh, all these people really wanted to share me in their group chat.
Wait.
It must be nice.
That's really funny. That's hilarious. I'm going to think about this or this. Well, that's what I'm scared about, because I have all these side jokes that are hilarious. Nine. And I'm like nervous to put them on the internet. Because then it's like, once you're in, you're in. Like, once you come out as a side, it's hard to go back in.
Yeah. It's one of those irreversible things of life.
I have a 3-day rule. I'm a side. So it's like pretty presumptuous that you think on day three we're going to be fucking.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be here doing hand stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good fucking luck.
I can do this with or without you, friend.
I do think that about sex.
Yeah.
That's, anyway.
Listen, everything's a spectrum.
Anyway, boys, thank you for listening.
Thank
Please
you for
subscribe.
Listening. Please like, subscribe, send this to a friend. We appreciate you guys.
Subscribe.
We're probably going to be doing more of these Just Us episodes. So if you're down for this acoustic version of us unplugged, there's going to be more of that where this came from, because it's hard to schedule three people, okay? It's much easier to schedule two.
It turns out a lot of people are doing things during the day.
Yeah, it turns out not everybody fucks around all day like we do. So,
which is embarrassing for them.
Yeah, okay. Smooch. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.